Something is in the air. So sweetness. I can taste it. I can see it. I can taste and touch it in the air. That is called love. The Valentine's Day is coming next week. Some of you guys are so excited about this Valentine's Day, I know for sure. And if your spouse is not remembering this sweet holiday season, you are tackling your elbow. Hey, hubby, hey, wife, the Valentine's Day is coming. And you are giving them some sign that something needed to be expected. And this is great things. However, there are other kind of people who are not feeling so happy about this love and feel taste sweetness in the air. For those people who lost their loved ones, and for those people who are seeking to have a boyfriend, girlfriend, not yet appear in their lives, and they feel so lonely. And then they start to submit, according to the Gallup poll, 4 out of 10 Americans admit to feelings of loneliness. Millions of individuals suffer from the stress of isolation, the feeling that no one really knows them, and worse, no one cares. They are tormented by the crushing thought that they are alone in the world. While some of us are feeling loneliness as temporal feelings, but for so many people out there, it is a continual experience. It is also the root cause of the many other emotional issues, such as depression, anxiety, and anger. Those people start to sing all by myself. I have no singing voice to sing this one. All by myself. Don't want to be. All by myself. Don't want to live. All by myself anymore. Once in our life, probably all of us sang this song. All by myself. I'm the only one. The greatest prophet, Elijah, according to the scripture, he is the one who sang this song in the cave. Right after he had amazing victory up in the mountain of Carmel. And the fire came down from the mountain, and it showed that he is Almighty God. And then right after that moment, he was scared by the Jezebel's word, I will kill you. And he was scared of this woman's word, the simple word than more than is God. He ran for his life, and ran, and he ended up in the cave. And he sang this song, all by myself, don't want to be. All by myself, don't want to live. All by myself anymore. Put these things in your mind, alone things. In this statement, all by myself, to bring the today's message, and where we hear God ask, what are you doing here, Eliza? What are you doing here, Marcia? What are you doing here, Bobby? What are you doing here, Kimmy? Caitlin and Colin and Hannah, what are you doing here? Aaron, on your birthday, what are you doing here? And we ask, God is asking too, what are we doing here, the people of our Redeemers? What are you doing here, Scout people? I know it's a Scout Sunday you are here for. But he said, what are we doing here? God is keep asking us. What are we doing here? What are you doing here, people of our Redeemers? Put this question in the back of your mind while we are unfolding the message for today. Have you had a conversation with someone? You simply ask, how are you? And the conversation went on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Have you had that experience? That conversation is happening in the text we just read between God and Eliza. God simply asked, what are you doing here, Eliza? And then Eliza didn't hear the question correctly and not even respond. And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with a sword. I'm the only one left. Now they are trying to kill me too. Nonsense, right? But But he responded that way when he was asked, "What are you doing here, Eliza?" But God, without responding to what he to the his response, God told Eliza, "Go out of the cave and have a fresh air and stand out there moments. I am just about to passing by." So Eliza got up and went out and had a little fresh air. And then he was looking for God out there because he was told that God is just about to passing by. And the first thing he saw is the great wind, a wind so strong that it's tearing the mountain apart. There was no God. Then wait. And there was a powerful earthquake. He was excited. He might be there. God might be there. But there was no God. And then afterward, there was a fire. Here we come, fire. And God shows himself through fire to Elijah so often. It didn't happen just before he ran for his life to the cave up in the mountain Carmel. Fire came down from the heaven and showed mightiness of God in front of everyone. So when he saw the fire right outside the cave, he was expecting God in that fire. But there was no God. Our text says this is followed by the gentle whisper. And this gentle whisper asked Elijah the same question. "What are you doing here, Elijah? What are you doing here, Elijah? What are you doing here, everyone?" Frustrating part coming in right at this moment. He was asked the same question. And he didn't get it still. Elijah says the same thing. "I have been jealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broke down your altar, and put your prophets to death with a sword. I'm the only one left. I'm the only one. They are trying to kill me too." God has shown Elijah time after time, again and again, he is in charge of everything. He is in control of everything. But somehow, Elijah stuck in the idea that whole thing is failure. Whatever he went through with God, he was fed by the Laban. He was fed by the widows. And he even raised a dead person through the prayer. And then with his prayer for 3 years, the rain didn't come. But after he prayed, the rain came down. And through his prayer, fire came down from the heaven to show the mightiness of God. And yet, when he felt so lonely, everything has no meaning for him. Everything is a failure. All things what God has done with him, through him, became nothing because he feels so lonely. He is just about to give up. Probably God has blessed you and me so many times, so many different ways. And yet, when you and I feel so lonely, we lost those memories we do need to have. But we felt so incapable of doing anything, feels nobody, like Eliza. God says, when Eliza told him that, "I'm the only one, I am about to give up," God said, "Not so fast, Eliza. Your mission has not been over yet. Your mission has not been accomplished yet. So I am here to recommission you." Verse 15 said, "Go back the way you came. I want you to go back the way you came and go back to the work. What are you doing here, Eliza? Your mission has not been accomplished yet. Go back and get up and go back to the way you came and get to work." We have a tendency like Eliza. When things are going well, we praise the Lord. "Holy, holy God, you are mighty God, my God, and nothing can defeat me." But when something goes not the way we will desire, and that when we start to get the feeling that we are all by ourselves, we wanted to give up. like Elijah. We wanted to seek shelter nearby and looking for a cave to hide it out. Sometimes when people get really scared, they run back to God. Do you remember how the church was so packed right after 9/11? People came to church to hear the word of comfort, word of grace. Some wants to come to church to hear word of a retribution. And some wants to hear the word of God called down in vengeance upon the perpetrators. And some wants to have a hurricane wind and an earthquake and a fire to go after those people. But when they heard the gentle whisper of grace and peace and forgiveness, they did not recognize the sounds of voice of God. They run away because they don't see that God is in the gentle voice of peace and forgiveness and reconciliation. But still, you and I know that God is in charge. God is in control. God rules this universe and this planet. When we feel all by ourselves, is the time for us to listen to this gentle voice of God, to be recommissioned for the mission of God. That voice that whispers to us that freedom and salvation are still ours. And the mission of God has not been accomplished yet fully through us. So we are to be recommissioned to the mission field. No matter how bad this world may seem, no matter how far the sun spews its gases towards our planet, no matter how many crazy leaders make threats of violence, no matter how rocky our personal lives may seem, God is in charge. He has sent His Son to die for us. Through Him, we have a forgiveness of sins and the promise of life everlasting. This is a gentle whisper of the gospel. From the darkness that covered the earth, from the earthquake that shook the world, from the curtain of the temple ripped, torn in between, in two, from the cry from Calvary, it is finished. We hear now that gentle whisper, Jesus died for you and me. He will never leave us alone. We never have to sing the song or mouth those words all by myself. We carry with us the promise that He made before His ascension into the heaven and sit at the right hand of God the Father. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of this age. So go forth, the people of our Redeemers, the people of God, and make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world by being home, welcoming, nurturing, and celebrating God and everyone. As Elijah being recommissioned in silence, we are called to be in silence for a moment if we feel so lonely. If we feel discouraged, it is a time for us to quiet and listen to the gentle voice around us, the voice calling us, get up. I am not done with you yet. What are you doing here? What are you doing here in this church? What are you doing here in the city of Schaumburg? What are you doing in the United States? What are you doing here in the 21st century? The answer is yours. Amen.